Okay, Rabose, welcome back. We're continuing our halachos of Pas Akum, and what we see in Se'if Ches is Yesh Misha Omer Devamakum She'im Palter Matzoi Klal Mutter Afilu Shel Balabatim Ve'in Tzach Lahamtem Al Pas Kasher V'chein No Hagenem. Right, so the Mechaber says that if there is no baker at all in town, you can even use pas balabatim. Even knock on your regular neighbor's door, your goyish neighbor, and say, Slobodan, do me a favor, please give me some bread. And Slobodan will take bread, Slobodan will give you the bread. And since there's no baker at all in town, so this bread is going to be edible lahalacha. That is the mechaber. The Ramah adds that in Tzarech Lahamtin, we see in the Simon later on that if you're makbid on pas palter, not to eat it, but there is pas palter, but there's pas Yisrael a certain distance away, 1 mil behind, or 4 mil ahead, so in that situation, you have to wait. However, if it's more than that, you don't have to wait. Says the Ramah over here that if you're in a community where there is no palter at all, no baker, so therefore you can eat the pas balabatim, no need to wait, ad kan, divrei hamechaber v'harama. Okay, so it seems to be a relatively straightforward se'if. Just a few ha'aros. This din, that pas balabatim, is permitted when there is no pas palter around. This din is based on the ra'ah. The ra'ah on Sadi Beis Amid Beis in the Teres Habayis, Dibar Maskel Ula Ingen, the Ra'a writes that pas, the Ra'a writes that pas balabatim has a heter if there is no palter at all. However, if you look back in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Beis, so in Se'if Beis it quotes a lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Avol pas." Shobalabatim ein mi shemore balahakel. No one is meko on pas balabatim. As I state in the Rambam, and the Gra basically comments there in Osches. If I read the Gra correctly, the Gra is commenting that the Rambam is correct lahalacha. Because the Gemara only has a kula of pas palter. Never in the Gemara do we see a kula of pas balabayis. We only see a kula of pas palter. That's what the Gra notes in Osches. We pointed out that this is not at all simple. Because if you remember, there is a machlokas Reb Choba, Reb Yochanan in the Gemara. And according to one version in the Gemara, it's Mutar Besada. And we read the Gemara that if it's Mutar Besada, it can zayin that even Pas Balabayis is Mutar Besada. So that comment of the Gra in Osches, is really a difficult comment, in my opinion. Now, yes, sir. Isn't it? Okay, I mean that right. So you're saying that the Gra is just working with the Girsa in the Gemara that only has the Manda Amar, that palter is going to be mutter, it's mutter even besada. Right, if you had, right. Okay, that's a fair point. I think what we pointed out was actually the way the Ra'ah learned the Gemara. So what I would imagine is that, like what often happens, that the science of Gersology ends up having an impact on the Halacha. So this Machlikas Rambam and the Rambam and the Ra'ah depends on the two Girsos and the Gemara. That's a fair point, Yoni. Now, what's interesting over here is the Shach in Os Yud. The Shach writes that pass balabatim, no one is mako. Zok the shach zehu das harambam. Aval anan lo kaimalon hachi kedokamon seifches. Meaning, the shach is saying that la halacha, we paskin like seifches, we paskin like the re'ah, and pas balabatim is mutter when there is no baker in town, neither a palter Yisrael nor a palter Akum. We paskin like the re'ah, nitvi the Rambam. Grand. Now, just two ha'aros over here, because that's sort of what I try to do in life, make a couple of ha'aros which are enjoyable. The Prima Godin understands this shach. Look at the Prima Godin Sif Sei Das Ais Yud. The Prima Godin writes, L'didan Takanas HaPas Lo Pashto B'chom Makom. If I read the Prima Godin correctly, he is connecting this machlokes between the Rambam and the Re'ah. He's connecting it to the Shaila that we had as to why we are Meko on Pas. Why we're Meko on Pas Palter. Is the Pshat that I'm Meko because it's Chaye Nefesh? Because Al HaLechem Yechia HaAdam? So if that's the case, so then there would be no kula of pas balabayis, because it's always possible to obtain some sort of pas. Always possible. Right? The Achrenim say, by the way, when we say that pas balabayis is mutter, in Se'if Ches, when the Re'ah says it, that means you're allowed to buy, you're allowed to eat bread of a goyish balabayis, no? Why don't I just knock on the door of the Yid? Why do I have to knock on Slobodan's door? Maybe I should knock on Shlaima's door and say, Shlaima, Epis, Abyssal, Abyssal, Klingstickle Bright? Right? Why don't you say, hey, Shlaima, ich bin hungrig? Right? You have to say stuff in Yiddish and no one understands. Shlomo, I'm hungry. Right? Ich will Klingstickle Bright. Give me bread. Right? How come you're getting bread from Slobodan? So the Achrenim say that if there's no baker at all in town, according to the Re'ah, Pas Balabayis is Heter Gamor, meaning you don't have to embarrass yourself and knock on Shlomo's door. Apparently, Slobodan is offering you bread, and you don't have to embarrass yourself and say, hey Shlomo, maybe you have bread, maybe you'll bake some bread for me. That's not necessary. Okay, let's go back to the Prima Godin though. The Prima Godin is saying that the Rambam is not Mekon Pas Balabayis because the Rambam holds of Chaye Nefesh, meaning, the way I understand it, that you could always get bread of a Yisrael. But the Re'ah, the Prima Godin says, L'didan, which reading into the Shach means we of Sifches, we being the Re'ah, L'didan, we hold that Takonas HaPas lo pashto b'chol makom v'afilo shel balabayis mutter. Right? So my way of reading the Prima Godin is that the Prima Godin is saying that the Re'ah holds that Pas Balabayis is going to be mutter because the Re'ah holds that the Gezerah of Pas never spread to the entire world. The Rambam, who holds that the Kul of Pas is because of Chaye Nefesh, so the Rambam is going to be Machmir on Pas Balabayis, because you could always have Chaye Nefesh some other way. Again, this is Schwartz's understanding of Judaism. If you don't like it, don't blame anybody else, right? Ani achra'ai alzeh, right? This is my shtickle Torah, and that's kind. By the way, Rabbi Shlomovitz, I owe you some Ari Makomis to your email. Belinda, I'll have a chance to look into it. I don't forget about emails. It just takes me a little bit of time sometimes to get to them. Okay, so this is... Yes, sir, Yoni. How is Judaism in Washington Heights? Yeah. Yes. So that was a really interesting point. I don't know. I mean, again, I can't say I understand the Prima Gadim. I don't understand the Prima Gadim. I'm just reading the Prima Gadim, right? I think does state, right, in Verter, this is what the Prima Gadim is saying. You're right, it does not fit into our entire Mahalach and the Shach. We wanted to point out there's a fundamental Mahalach of Shach and Taz, etc. It does not fit into Judaism the way we understand it. The Chokas bin Yomin in Os Reish Chof Gimel he quotes from a Sefer, I believe it's a Hungarian Achron, the Minchas Yehuda. I believe it's Hungarian because he spells Yehuda with an Aleph at the end, no? The minig of most Jews, or the halacha, is that we spell Yehuda with a hey at the end. However, the Gemara in Gittin speaks about a person who plans on writing the name Yehuda, and he ends up making a mistake and writing the Shem Hashem because he forgot the Dalet. So you see that Yehuda ordinarily would have a hey at the end. That's why it's spelled in the Torah. To avoid that problem of skipping the Dalet and ending up with Shem Hashem, Hungarians would write the name Yehuda with an Aleph at the end. There's a Hoshaila in Hilchus Gittin. Let's say you're Hungarian and you're divorcing your wife. Do you write the name with an Aleph? Like Reb Yehuda Asud, no? The Shut Yehuda Yala, he writes Yehuda with an Aleph at the end. So in the Chokas bin Yamin, Ois Reish Kof Gimel, he quotes a Sefer Minchas Yehuda that Pas Bal. Remember, we had a kula. We had a kula in Se'if Hey. Let's say the Goyish of bread, the pas palter of the Goy, tastes better than the pas palter of a Yisrael. If you remember, we gave the mashal about the Heiliger Stella Doro cookies, right? That's the way we said it. Best thing ever. So we're mekel. We're mekel on pas palter of a Goy when it tastes better than pas palter of a Jew. And we're make on paspalter of a goy when paspalter of the goy is less expensive than the paspalter of a Jew. However, says this Sefer Minchas Yehuda, that the kula of the ra'ah, the kula to eat pas bal habayis, that only applies when there is no pas Yisrael at all. There's no palter at all. And even if the pas balabayis of the guy is uber geschmack, even if it tastes a million times better than any other bread that you could get, let's say there is a baker in town. Let's say there's a goyish baker in town. But the bread of the balabayis is uber fabersert und farputzt. It's better, it's enhanced, it's more geschmack. Nonetheless, you cannot be make on pas balabayis in that case. And this kula, he wants to be medayig from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch writes, b'makom she'em pas palter matzli klal. Now, the Chokas bin Yamin there thinks it's not such a great diuk, but nonetheless he says that lahalacha, it's correct, since this kula of the pas being better, if the pas palter is better than pas palter of a goy, is better than pas palter of Yisrael. So the Rashba and the Taurus Habayis is Mekel. The Tor disagreed with that Rashba, which means that's a Shvera Kula to begin with. And this Ra'ah of Se'if Ches is a Shvera Kula, the Rambam disagrees. So therefore, we don't want too many difficult Kulas to be combined together. Next Torah. Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797, the Goyin. So the Goyin in Os Yud Zayin has an unbelievable understanding of Se'if Ches. Let's chazer iver. Se'if Ches says that if there is no baker in town, you could even eat pas bal habayis of a Goy. Right? That's the Ra'az Shita against the Rambam. Says the Gra, the source for this is a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Meseches Demai. Right? Meseches Demai means that you have food of an Am Ha'aretz that you're not sure if he took off Maestris or not. The Amei Ha'aretz take off Truma, but you're not sure if they took off Maeser. So that's called demai. You're not supposed to eat it. However, machilin es aniyin demai v'shachsenoim demai. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to feed demai to an ani or to a guest. If I'm traveling from town to town, so they're allowed to give me demai to eat. Says the Goyin, presumably the prohibition of pas akum, even pas balabayis, is a lower level prohibition than the prohibition of demai. And if they're mekel on demai, litzorech an achsenoi, litzorech a guest, so you should be mekel on pas balabayis, litzorech a guest. And this idea is found in the Mordechai, Simen Tov Tov Lamed. The Mordechai says that pas is more mekel than demai. Now, in the Chokas Binyamin, he jumps up and down, he splits wood and nickels, he says, I love ya. Great idea, Gra, but one second. It's very difficult. That din, the amachilin es ha'aniyim demai v'shachsenoi demai. First of all, that din only applies to an ani. In ani, there's a mitzvah tztaka. Ken zayin that the mitzvah d'oraisa of pasoach tiftach es yodcha overcomes whatever iser there is in demai. I'm mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of tztaka. That's one approach. Alternatively, or same side of the same coin, flip side of the same coin, however we say it, the din is that machin es achsenoi demai. An achsenoi is a guest. A guest means he travels from town to town. The ra'oz kula is, even if I'm in town, I'm in Shnupashok, I am a Yelid Shnupashok, I live in Shnupashok, I'm there. But if there's no baker in town, no Jewish baker, no Goyish baker, I'm allowed to eat Slobodan's homemade bread. Pas balabayis. I'm not an achsenoi. I live there. So the kula, or the invocation of the Mishnah in demai, is very difficult. Moreover, the Mishnah in demai would indicate that pas akum is heter gomor. If you hold that pas is more kal than demai, it should be mutter. Nonetheless, all the Rishonim say that we're only mekel on pas because there's chaye nefesh, because on this pashta hagezera. According to this mahalach of the Gra, we should be mekel on pas klal v'ikar because it's lo gara mi demai. So the Chokas Binyamin says, I don't understand the comment of the Gra. He rejects the comment of the Gra. Okay, so again, let's just review what we've done so far in the first 18 minutes of Shir. What we have done is we have spoken about Se'if Ches and Shulchan Aruch, that there's a kula of pas bal habayis according to the Ra'ah. This is against the Rambam. The Shach tells us that I paskin like the Ra'ah against the Rambam. We don't understand the Hesper that's given by the Prima Godem. We believe that whatever kula the Ra'ah applies only applies when there's zero bread. But if there is other bread, it's just not as geschmack. So the kula pas bal habayis does not apply. We made that point. And then the last point that we made is that we do not understand the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon says that the kula of pas bal habayis is based on the application to demai. Okay, let's go on to yes, sir. How are you, Mr. Olson? Nachon. But I think what the Chokas Binyamin is asking is, I don't know the scope of that. You're right. The Mordechai quotes the Tzushtota Demai, Tysus references the Tzushtota Demai, but if that is correct, so then why do all the Rishonim have to invoke this idea of Al Halechem Yechya Ha'adam, that Lonis Pashtai Gezerah? If we really are taking the Demai idea seriously, So then it should be mutter without anything. Right? So, again, I'm not saying it doesn't exist in Rishonim. I'm just noting that the Chilkas Binyamin raises a question on it. Okay, let's go on. So if Tesson Shulchan Aruch is a very important din, it comes up on Daf Lamed Ches. There are three malachos by pass. There is the din of Shigiras Hatanur. Shigiras Hatanur means that if you want to bake bread, you have to light the oven. Apparently, there is some particular way of lighting the oven, or even if there isn't, lighting an oven is necessary to bake bread. There is also a din in bread baking, or part of the way bread baking works, is you have to do chitoy gecholim. Chitoy gecholim means that you have to stoke the coal, you have to move the coals away. You don't bake bread where there's mamish of fire. You bake bread where there is residual heat. When there is mamish of fire, that's not the way you bake bread. By the way, it seems to me that this is why what they do in matzah bakeries today is not a normal way of baking bread. Their normal way of baking bread is more similar to the way we would make pita. There is no fire. If you go to a matzah bakery, you mamish see fire. And am I right? Anyone here bake matzah Erev Pesach? La Rizal says that you can be all your averis, all year. It could be nimchal if you sweat during the baking of matzah. That's the yesod of the Arizal, which is quoted in Kabbalah Svarim. But the way they bake matzah, there's fire in the oven. I think that's not the way you normally bake bread. Normally, bread is baked by doing chitui gecholim, by, what's it called? By moving the coals over to the side. And another thing that's normal about breaking bread, or is miyuchad, I'm not talking about normal, I'm talking about an activity which is a bread baking activity, as opposed to a cooking activity. Lighting an oven is true by all cooking, but apparently there's some way that the oven is lit. I don't fully understand this. I'm not a baker. There's some way that the oven is lit by bread that's different than anything else. Chitui gecholam, moving the coals away, is a unique activity to bread. And also, putting the bread in the oven is a unique activity to bread. Now, what does this mean? It seems to me, again, I'm using pita, or the esh tanur, as the dugma klasit of bread. An esh tanur, if I understand correctly, what they do is you have a very hot walls of the oven, and they mamish throw the dough against the wall of the oven that bakes that way. There's an avoida in how you do this. Does anyone here know how to bake pita? Did anyone ever try this? My understanding is that you've done it. You've seen it done. But it ends up against the wall. It's not like regular food that I just put in the oven. When they bake a pita, it's mamish against the oven. So there's a certain melacha involved in putting the bread on the wall of the oven, which, by the way, is probably the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Dalid, that there's an iser derabbanan of being roide, right, of taking the bread off of the oven walls. It's not so pashut. It's not so difficult to take a casserole out of the oven. Even I could figure it out. But to get the pita off the walls of the oven is difficult. These are melachos which are miyuchad by pass. As I state in the Gemara. And the Chokas Binyamin in Se'if Katin Pei Gimel explains this mamish beautifully. Now, what about an activity called Hashlochas Kisim? Is Hashlochas Kisim going to be mutter? Right? That's called in Shulchan Aruch Lashon, found in the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Afilu lo zarak ela eitz echa letoch hatanur, hitir kol hapas shebo. The Rambam writes that even if you throw one stick into the oven, you permit all of the pass. Yesh la'ayin. Am I throwing the stick into the oven before I put the bread in? Or am I throwing the stick in the oven after the bread is put in? If I throw the stick in the oven before the bread is put in, ostensibly what I'm doing is I'm making a fire. And making a fire is a malach of pas. It's the same thing. But if it's when the bread is already in, so it's probably not making a fire. The fire is already there. What are you doing? Unclear. Unclear exactly what you're doing. And there is a huge machlekes harishainim about whether it works. The Balei HaTosis on Lamed Ches Amud Beis tell us that the pashtus in the Gemara is Hashlochas Kisim does not work. Throwing a stick into the fire does not work. The minhag is that they do it. Remember, the Balei HaTosis, in particular, Tosis and Avodah Zarah, are very bothered when they have a stira between what Klal Yisrael do and what the Sfarim say. Sfaradi Poskim are more likely to say that what Klal Yisrael do is just wrong. It's against what the Gemara says. Ashkenazi Poskim are more bound by Minhag. The Balei HaTosis Asakasha, we throw the stick in. So the Balei HaTosis answers that this is one of the issues which is toloi in the Devarim Bein B'nei Bavel B'nei Eretz Yisrael. There is a work of the Gaonim. What's his name? Reb Ruven Margolios, who was the librarian in Hebrew University. I believe he was a brother-in-law of Rav Kulitz, who was the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim for many years. Reb Ruven Margolios is a Gaon Olam, unbelievable Gaon. He's a librarian. Sometimes you sit in the library all day, you could read Sfarim. He put out the Margolios Hayam in Sanhedrin, a beautiful sefer, mamish, the type of sefer you feel like kissing it even if you're not picking it up to learn. A beautiful sefer, the Margolios Hayam. So Reb Ruven Margolios published this work, Chilukei Minhagim Bein B'nei Bavel B'nei Eretz Yisrael. It's a work of the Gaonim. Zokt Taisvis, that our minhag is based on that Gaonic work, that there is a difference between the minhag of Bavel and the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, and Enoch Hanami, our minhag is against the Shas. It's against the Gemara, says Taisus, but Yesh Lanu Smach leminhagenu from this Gaonic work. That's what the Balei HaTosfos say. Okay. The Rush works very hard on this question. Also, if you look in the Rush in chapter 2 of Avodah Zarah, Simin Lamed Gimel, the Rush is bothered by this Kasha, and the Rush doesn't really say that we have a source. A Gaonic source is not a good enough source for the Rush. But Zak the Rush, Hanach lahem le Yisrael, mutav shiu shaygegen, va'al yehu mezidin. No? Hanach lahem le Yisrael, Gemara Beit Hadaf Lamed, elsewhere. That when Klal Yisrael is doing something, it's better they should do it inadvertently than do it deliberately. Don't tell them. They're not going to listen to you anyway. Hanach lahem le Yisrael. That's what the Rush says. Different than Taisvis, no? Taisus is saying we have a makar based on that Gaonic work. Aber the Rush states that our source is Hanach Lahem LeYisrael. Rashba in the Sefer Torah Sabayis HaOruch, page 93a and 93b. The Rashba basically quotes that this kul of Hashlechas Kisim only helps by bread. It doesn't help by other stuff. We'll talk about that later on in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Zayin. It only helps by bread, doesn't help by other stuff, because bread is Ikar Chayi HaNefesh. He quotes the Rambam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch over here is quoting. The Rambam writes, She'en Adover Eloliyos Heker Shapashalahen Aser. The reason why Hashlechas Kisim helps is because I just need a reminder that Goyish bread is usser. Goyish bread apparently is a low-level isser. It's a type of isser that maybe never spread. It's a type of isser that because it's chaya nefesh, we're very make on pass. All you need to do is a hecker. We said over from Rabbi Ganek, I believe, in the first shiur. The Rabbi Ganek noted that the reason why a hecker will help by pass, and a hecker won't help by bishul, which is the position of Rishonei Sfarad, the reason why that's true is because pass is an Isser Gavra, and Bishulei Nochrim is an Isser Cheftza. Pass Shel Nochrim is Usser, that I should not eat it. If I eat it, I might come to Chitun. It's an Isser on me. Bishulei Nochrim is that the rabbis invented a new type of poison. The poison, as in the sense of halachic poison, is food that's cooked by a goy. Rabbi Ganek noted that's why Bishulei Nochrim could treif up a pat, because it's poison halachically. Pas Nochrim, just an Isser Gavra. It's not poison. Zucked Rabbi Ganek, since pas Akum is only an Isser Gavra, Memela, a hecker helps. If you need just a hecker, you throw it in. By the way, if I just need a hecker and I throw it in, so l'cha'ira, the throwing it in will help even when the bread is already in the oven. It's not the pshat that I have to throw it in and make more fire, that I have to be involved in the fire-making process. No, a hecker, right? A hecker, throw it in, you show the Jews involved, mutter. Kach katuv b'Rambam. If you go on in the Torah Habayis of the Rashba, by the way, the Torah Habayis is such an amazing sefer. One of the guys who was in yeshiva a few years ago told me that Reb David Lifshitz, Zichron Levrach, used to say shiurim in Yeridei in yeshiva, and the man mamish knew Torah Habayis of the Rashba about Peh. He taught Yeridei like every other year. And he knew the Taras Habayis. And they knew he knew the Taras Habayis Baal Peh because as he was getting older, it was hard for him to see. And he would say, okay, take out the Taras Habayis. And he would just start saying. He would start saying the Taras Habayis of the Rashba. Right? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. So then the Rashba quotes that the Ramban says the Hashlachas Kisim doesn't help. Ramban, like most Rishonei Sfarad, says, Minig Shminig, the fact that the Jews do it, who cares? It's against the Gemara. It only helps if it's Mosif Eish, right? Minig Shminig, nothing to talk about. That's what the Ramban says. Then the Rashba quotes his Rebbe. It's not clear which Rebbe this is. Ordinarily, the Rebbe of the Rashba is the Ramban. But over here, Misignon Lishono, he quotes the Ramban, then he quotes his Rebbe. It would seem like my Rebbe is someone other than the Ramban. And the Rebbe of the Rashba says that the Kula of Hashlachas Kisim only helps in a community where they are Mekel on Pas Palter, even B'makom Sheish Palter Yisrael. Right? If in the community where they hold of the Ashkenazi practice, that we're make on pas palter sha'akam, even when there's pas palter sha'Yisrael, that means we treat the Isser as less serious, so then they're make on hashlachas kissim. He doesn't explain, and I don't understand, what the logical link between these points is, but that's what the Rashba quotes from his Rebbe. And then the Rashba adds, that mistavra you could be make on hashlachas kissim, and I think he means Hashlochas Kisim before the bread is in, although I'm not 1,000,000% sure. But let me just read you the Lashon HaRashba. U'mistaver she'ein l'cha kol kisim v'kisim she'eino mosif v'chom hatanur u'mekarev bishol v'koza mikuloso shel pas u'minhagin she'yisrael tayrehi. Meaning, if I read the Rashba correctly, The Rashba would say that Hasvara no senes, that Hashlochas Kisim would only help if it really adds to the fire, if it really makes stuff hotter. It doesn't really make stuff hotter. By the way, in the Ramban, where the Ramban says it's Osir, the Ramban says Chatiyas Gecholim helps because it's Misayeya Harbe Bafiyas HaPas. It's got to do a lot. Says the Rashba, no, it doesn't do that much. It does, it's Maisif B'chom a teeny bit. You throw a stick in, it adds a teeny bit. Ordinarily, I wouldn't be make on adding a teeny bit, but the minig is that they are make on. Meaning, if I understand the Rashba correctly, the Rashba is saying that this minig is not at all against the Gemara. The Gemara just says you have to do something that enhances, helps the bread. Well, how much help is help? How much help is help? Says the Rashba, the minhug is that they rely on a tiny bit of help. No? That's what the Rashba is saying. So again, let's chazer. There are two major Rishonim in the world of Sfarad who are makel on Hashlochas Kisim by bread. In the world of Ashkenaz, it's mutter because the minig, right? Hanachlam Yisrael for the rush, for the taisus, because the minig has a gaonek source, whatever that is. But in Mang Rishonei Sfarad, the Rambam is makel because of heker. The Rashba is makel because of it adds a little bit. It adds a little bit of heat. Mimela, Licha Oira, according to the Rashba, Lu Yitzuyer, if it's not Mosif any heat at all, so there should be no Kula. Let's say I throw a Kisim in, and nothing changes. Nothing changes. It's not Mekarev, the Afia, at all. So the Chokas Binyamin in Os Peivav writes, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Chitoy has to help a little bit. If I do Chitoy, or I do Hashlachas Kisim, then I put the bread very far away from it, so therefore it didn't enhance the heat at all. It's going to be Osir. That's what he writes in Sivkot in Peivov, and in the Tziyunim Ois Reish Nun Aleph. Now he says, this is true for the Rashba certainly, but then he says this is true even in the Rambam. Even in the Rambam. Now this is not my Rambam. My Rambam says it's just a heker. But Reb Binyamin Cohen points out that read the Rambam, Katuv b'Rambam Chevra, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, Hidlik Hagoy Satan or Vafa Bo Yisrael, Shidlik Yisrael Vafa Bo Goy, Oy Shidlik Hagoy Vafa Goy Bo Yisrael V'Nir Ha'ish Me'at, O Kov Shol La'ish, Ho V'Nishtatev B'Mleches HaPas, Harezu Muteres, V'Afilu Lo Zarek Ela Eitzatoch HaTanu Hikir Kol HaPas Shebo, Shein Adover Lios Heker Shapas Shalahen Asura. Right, the Rambam writes a whole bunch of activities that we mentioned beforehand. Hoyo v'nishtatev b'mleches hapas it's mutter. Because you're involved, you're partnering with baking the bread. Comes along Rabbi Yamin Cohen. Rabbi Yamin Cohen says, whoa, the Rambam writes, hoyo v'nishtatev b'mleches hapas. The Rambam writes that you're involved in the bread baking process. Wow. That means, says Rabbi Yamin Cohen, that the Rambam is saying the same as the Rashba. It helps a teeny bit. I'm mishtatev b'mlechas hapas. And when the Rambam says heker, he doesn't really mean heker. When the Rambam says heker, he really means just do a little bit of an action that shows that you are mishtatev b'mlechas hapas, and that's good enough. He's saying it's not a machlekes at all between the Rambam and the Rashba. And he says, he blames this on Maran HaBet Yosef. He says, if you look in the Bet Yosef, has the word v'chein. V'chein means that the Rambam and the Rashba are the same. Now, I think he actually made a mistake over here. I don't think he means the Beis Yosef has the word v'chein, the Tur has the word v'chein, not the Beis Yosef. And if anything, if you read the Beis Yosef, in my Tur, it says, Simin Seif Tesif Yud Aleph. The Beis Yosef writes, well, Inyan Halacha, since the Rambam and the Rashba maskim lahatir bashlacha seitzur meko, vahatam kemoshe kasef harambam, the time of the Mistabrahu. Meaning, the Beis Yosef is saying that the real reason is the Rambam. That it's a heker. It's really a heker. That's interesting, no? The Chokas Binyamin wants to say that lahalacha, even the Rambam agrees to the Rashba, the reason is that you increase the fire. It seems to me that the Beis Yosef was sensitive to the fact that the Rambam's reason is a different reason. Increasing the fire might help even if it's a Isser Cheftza, potentially. The Rambam is saying it's only an Isser Gavra, and therefore Heker alone helps. Now, it seems to me, by the way, that I love Rabbi Binyamin Cohen. I think the Chokas Binyamin is a tremendous sefer. But his diuk in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, is the Rambam uses the Lashon, Hayil v'nishtatev b'meleches hapas. Rabotai, kik arayin in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Do you see those words, Hayil v'nishtatev b'meleches hapas in the Shulchan Aruch? Does anyone see it in Shulchan Aruch? And the answer is no, you don't see it. You know why you don't see it? Because it ain't there. It's not there. The Shulchan Aruch, who ordinarily cuts and pastes from the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch does not use those words, Hayil v'nishtatev b'meleches hapas. I would argue that that means that even if Rabbi Binyamin Cohen is right in his diuk in the Rambam, but in the Shulchan Aruch, steht nicht. And Rabbi Binyamin Cohen himself, in the Be'urim on page 34, he notes that there's another clause in the Rambam which does not make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam over there talks about the Malachos HaPas, and he says, O Kavsholeish. Kavsholeish, I think, means that you squash the fire down. Remember, bread is not baked with direct fire. You bake bread with heat, not with fire. Kavsholeish means, I imagine, I take, like a piece of metal, I squash the fire, so there's no more fire, it's only heat now. Says Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Lashon of the Rambam completely. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the expression of Kav Shola Eish. So he writes, well, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that expression because Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold of it lahalacha. Efshar, he writes, that they hold that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Kav Shola Eish doesn't help because it is not really Mekarev the Afiyah. Now, gentlemen, if you, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, are making a diuk from the fact that the Mechaber is Mashmit, one line in the Rambam of Kav Shola Eish, so then it is, pardon, disingenuous to say, I hold the Rambam agrees to the Rashba based on the diuk in the Rambam, nishtatev b'mlachas hapas. That diuk in the Rambam, those words, hov nishtatev b'mlachas hapas, are also omitted from the Mechaber. By the way, I think when I gave them a chorus this morning, I don't know if anyone noticed, or last night I sent them out, I don't know if anyone noticed, I wrote hashvei. Hashvei means look carefully, equate, compare. Compare the Lashon of Rambam to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. They're not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Oh boy. Right? So it seems to me, if you'd ask Schwartz, again, I would say that there's a machlokas Rambam and Rashba. How come Hashlochas Kisim helps by pass? And the Rambam says it helps because of Heker, and the Rashba says it helps because it increases the amount of fire because it is Mekarev the Bishul a tiny bit. What's a Nafgamina? I'll tell you a Nafgamina, perhaps. Is this Mutter Lechatchila? Do I say that for the bread to really be permitted, lechatchila, the Jew has to really be involved in the process, light the fire, put the bread in the oven, something like that? Or do I assume that lechatchila it's good enough to just throw a twig into the fire? The Chokas Binyamin quotes that in the Orach HaShulchan, in Se'if Chof Zayin, the Nevardik Arav in the Orach HaShulchan tells us that Hashlochas Kisim is only Mutter B'diyavid. It's only Mutter B'diyavid. L'chatchila do something else. Rebbe Yamin Cohen says that makes no sense. Because if the kula on the bread is because of a minhag, what type of minhag do you have on something that is B'diyavid? Can there be a minhag of people who do stuff B'diyavid? Now, I push it, don't understand that question, no? Aren't there thousands of minhagim that we have which are not mutter l'chatchila? Can't I say, l'mashal, that there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to rely on an Erev in a large city, even though almost all the poskim say that l'chatchila you shouldn't? But there's a minhag to do it, no? Wouldn't that be a legitimate statement? I think it would be. So I don't understand his comment that there's no such thing as a minhag on a bediyavet. There is a comment that all the achrayim and some rishayim have that lo shayich minhag b'mosad lo shchicha. That's a real thing. That if something is very infrequent, minhag isn't shayich. But baking bread, yeder tug, they bake bread. By the way, it's mavur in the lashon of the Sefer HaAgur that they bake bread every day besides Sunday. Why don't they bake bread on Sunday? Anyone figure it out? It's a Christian, huh? Right, they lived in a Christian world. Sunday is the Christian Shabbos, right? So they don't bake bread on Sunday. That's right. But every other day they bake bread. Bread, by the way, especially bread is pita. This stuff goes moldy. Pita has like a half-life of 23 minutes. Am I right? I'm telling you, like, I bought pizza last week. It was moldy before I opened the package. No? I'm sure you've all had that experience. The pizza, right, it gets moldy right away. If that's the type of bread that the Rishonim had, they had pizza, right? Our bread, you buy Zamek's rye bread, it lasts for a while because it has preservatives in it. That's why it doesn't go moldy for a few days. Pizza goes moldy right away. So, is it mutter lechatchila? Aruch HaShulchan says it's only mutter b'diavad. Reb Binyamin Cohen, excuse me, says it's mutter even lechatchila, se'if katan pei zayin. It would seem to me like this. If you hold that the kula of Hashlochas Kisim by bread is because the kula is because it is ma'isif chayim, because it adds a little bit of heat, so l'chora, mali, if you add a little bit of heat or a lot of bit of heat, it's mutter l'chatchila. But if the reason is out heker, so one would argue it's not mutter l'chatchila. If the reason is out what the Rishonim of Ashkenaz say, that we're mekel because there's a minhag, especially the way the Rosh says it, mutav shiyahu shogigin va'al yahu mezidin, so then I cannot be mekel lechatchila, no? Mutav shu shogim vayu mezidim, I should not be making lechatchila, right? That's the famous comment of the Mishnah Brura, not to rely on the sheet of Chananya, that shehi is mutter when something's mevushal kamacho ben jrusai, because mutav shu shogigin. I find, by the way, the methodology of the Chalkas Binyamin interesting. He clears the shayla, is hashlachas kisim mutter lechatchila, mutter b'diyeved? And he clears it based on the Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon and the diyukin the chachmas adam. No, learn Rishonim, Rambam, Rashba, Rush. No. I would answer this shayla based on, according to the Rush, it can't be lechatchila. Mutav shu shog again. That's not lechatchila at all. No. Because mutav shu shog again. It's mutter. That's exactly. Mutter shu shog again means that Klal Yisrael has been doing it for a long time. Don't say anything. If the idea is don't say anything, so there is no difference between that and mutter. Don't say anything means the the Rush doesn't mean they're mamish doing an iser. The Rush means they're doing a farkvech the heter. I'm not going to say mutter shu shogin that something is mamish usser, but the Rush says I'm applying mutter shu shogin. Again, but the Gemara in Beitza says that the people do melacha in Tosefes Shabbos, no? And we should allow them because of mutav shiyahu shog again. So you're saying that means that the mamish doing an iser, but even so, but I could not write a din in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter based on mutav shiyahu shog again. That I agree with. If the Rush would be correct, for sure it's not mutter l'chatchila. If it's mutter al tmutter shu shogigin, remember, right? That's the Mishnah Berurah's whole diuk about a mekel like Hananya, because since Klal Yisrael is adukim in the midst of Oneg Shabbos, therefore a mekel because of mutter shu shogigin. Mutter shu shogigin is not a kula lechatchila. Ken it zayin? It can't be. Right? Again, I would say the Aruch HaShulchan is right. But I would say that if the Rashba is correct, that it's really adding heat, so ken zayin, it's mutter l'chatchila. Is a heker enough to be mekol l'chatchila? I don't know. I'm not a million percent sure, because I'll tell you that the heker only helps for that 1/32nd or 5-second moment. Right? I throw the stick in, right? That's a heker. Who's it a heker for? It's a heker for me. By the time the bread comes to you, it looks mamish like bread of a guy. It doesn't look any different, no? How can you buy such bread based on the fact that I threw a twig in? It's a heker for me. Why does it help for you? I don't know if heker would help l'chatchila. I'm inclined. Yeah, so here's the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam's Lashon is Hare Zumuteres. What does Hare Zumuteres mean? Or, one second. The Rambam says Hare Zumuteres when the guy lights the oven. Then he writes, by Hashlachas Kisim, right? Ein Hadova Elios Heker Shapashalahen Asura. He does not say that it's mutter. If anything, the Rambam splits. I don't know, again, this I'm not sure about, but I don't see the word mutter within the Rambam about Heker. I don't see that word. Hitter kol hapas shebo. Well, if I did it, afil lo zarak, bidi avad, im ani kivar zarakti, as hitir kol hapas shebo. Im anin asati et ze. Asiti et lifnei kein, biglal ze mutar. Aval lo katuv berambam shemutar lizrok et hakisim. Ze lo katuv. Tamin li ze lo katuv. Ani achshav karati et ze. No? It does sound better in Yiddish or in Hebrew. You have to comment. But the point, I think, is I'm not a million percent sure within the Rambam. Within the Rush, I'm clear it can't be mutter l'chatchila. Within the Rashbe, I'm inclined it should be mutter l'chatchila. Within the Rambam, li be omer li, that it's not mutter l'chatchila. And the Lashon HaRambam is, right, the Lashon HaRambam is, afilu lo zarak. Not clear. Other nafgaminas in this could be, when we learn Kuf Yud Gimel Se'if Zayin, And we'll see that according to the Mechaber, Hashlochas Kisim does not help by Bishalakum. According to the Ramah, Hashlochas Kisim helps by Bishalakum. Look in the Beis Yosef over there. Beis Yosef is saying that Hashlochas Kisim, the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, is when I throw the kisim in to the fire before you put the food in. But if the food's already in the fire, the Beis Yosef quotes, he thinks it's going to be mutter. Now, why would it be mutter? I would argue it's only mutter because you're adding the heat and you're involved in the cooking. Like the Rashba. Like the Rambam, it would not be mutter. Like the Rambam, that it's the kula is based on heker. So heker is only a kula by pasakum, which is an iser gavram. It's not a kula by bishul, which is an iser chefza. Again, this is a throwaway line, which I am not sure about. But when we learn kuf yud gimel seif zayin, I want to come back to it and shteltsu the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Just to give you a marimakom, I sent you to the Avnei Nezer in Simin Sadi Vav, where the Avnei Nezer says precisely this point, that even for Svardim, once the food is in the oven, Hashlochas Kisim will help. By Bishal Akum, kach katuv ba'Avnei Nezer, lefi ani estaiti, the Beis Yosef is also saying it. One last ha'ara that I have. I'm not sure of the mitzvahs over here. Let's say you have an oven that has a thermostat, and you raise the temperature in the oven, or you mashlich kisim, the equivalent of mashlich kisim. So you're not changing anything because the oven has a thermostat. Chelkas binyamin se'if katan sadi aleph says it doesn't help because you're not adding any heat. If the Rambam is correct that it's a din of heker, so of course it helps. So what if I have a thermostat? You see the guy mitlanga pious and vice zuckin, and he goes and he moves the dial and it goes up. Yeah, so there's a thermostat, but you see he's doing something. That's a heker, even though there's a thermostat. That's a heker. But if the Rashba is correct, it doesn't help. The Chalkas Binyamin is machmir on this, because the Chalkas Binyamin has his diuk that the Rambam agrees with the Rashba. However, as we noted, his diuk is based on a Rambam that does not make it to Shulchan Aruch, but the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, that line of Hoel v'nishtatev, etc. Hoel v'nishtatev, I would say, since it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, so I don't know if I could be Mekel, etc. I don't know that the Rambam agrees with the Rashba, right, against the Chalkas Binyamin. So again, gentlemen, these are some of my insights. I hope they're insightful. Not insightful in the sense of lighting fires, right? That would be I-N-C-I-T-E. That's not, I hope it's I-N-S-I-G-H-T. Any questions, comments, observations? Okay, Chavre, so we'll pick up here tomorrow. Zeigebencht? Okay, I'm going to log off.